Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us with another live episode of Love and Light. I'm your host, Raji Love. Yes, I am. And I am joined this morning, finally, by my lovely co-host, Miss Kiki. Good morning, Kiki.
Good morning, Raji Love. Welcome back.
Welcome back, honey. Welcome back. Yeah, now, you know, we've had a tumultuous kind of thing going on, and I don't even begin to know what's been going on to say that it's been one particular thing, but yes, it has been going on. Last weekend, y'all, all we can do is just say, you know what, we are so sorry. We are just so apologetic right now because, you know, stuff happened, and it happens, and it is what it is. But we're here now. We're here now. Yes, we are. So what we're going to do is just try to just, you know, hope y'all are just listen and just, you know, accept it for what it is and, you know, just be like, you know what, well, I know they try. Because we do. We do try. But how you doing, Miss Kiki?
I'm doing great.
Well, that's good and drunk and stuff, because, girl, you know, a lot of things have been going on, child, and it's like, you know, the hurricane and everything, sending everybody off the coast, you know, all inward and stuff. So, you know, Atlanta, yeah, we ought to call ourselves the hurricane rescue state, child, instead of the peach state, because I've seen more hurricane rescue people here than I have, you know, peaches, so...
Yes, indeed.
It is what it is, but, you know, we try, we do what we can to help those people in need. That's what we do, you know. And it's like my cousins, child, they were coming from the coast, you know, coming from the Savannah area, and we're looking to see if they would be able to come into Atlanta to get a couple of hotel rooms, honey. And I was like, you know what? You know, when I'm not at the hotel, I don't keep up with what they're doing and what's going on because I'm not there, you know. I'm only there twice, you know, 2 days out of the week.
Uh-huh.
So I called the hotel to see what was going on, you know, see if there was any rooms available because she called me the day that they were looking to leave, which was, I believe, Thursday. Yes, Thursday. So I'm like, okay, let me see what I can find in the area, see what's available, see what's going on. So I called the hotel I work for, and it was like, well, we literally been sold out for the past couple of days because everybody's been flooding into Atlanta, you know, as they do for hurricane warnings and stuff like that. And so my supervisor said he got on the line to see what was, you know, showing in the area, at least for Marriott. And literally, there is not a room able to be booked for the next 2 weeks.
Huh.
So I'm like, wow. Like, oh, my God, kind of thing. So, yeah, I went on Marriott.com and tried to see what pulls up. Literally, not one room for the next 2 weeks.
Wow.
So, yeah, had to let my cousin know, honey. She decided to take a detour and head towards the Gulf, you know, towards New Orleans. So that's where she wound up going to. I'm like, well, bless her heart for getting there, child. And I was thinking that, you know, with the way the direction of where the hurricane was coming, if a lot of people was coming here, then it might have been a little bit easier probably for her to get to New Orleans than it would have been for her to get here. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But that being said, girl, the traffic has been horrific, but, you know.
I can imagine. Y'all traffic is already bad without the hurricane.
Okay, blessed be, though. But you know what? God is good.
All the time.
And those people that have escaped, honey, all the time, God is good. Yes, he is.
Uh-huh.
All right, now. Well, we're going to get this show started the way we would try to normally get it started, but, you know, just that little bit of a story chat, we had to talk about that, you know what I'm saying. But now we're going to try to get into doing what we do, and that is give us nice little birthday wishes. Now, what I did want to do, but I'm not sure if I would be able to go back so far, but to give back, you know, some wishes that we were not able to give out for last week. And I'm going to see exactly how far back Facebook would allow me to actually go with these birthday wishes, because, you know, from what I've seen, it's only like about maybe 2 days or 3 days at most. But that's just what I've seen before. Let me see what I can actually really see. You know what I'm saying? Because they be trying it. They do be trying it, Chad. Now, I'm going to say, starting with, let me see. Yep, it only allows me to go back to Thursday. So if anybody, and I say anybody, had a birthday last week that I just did not acknowledge, for whatever the reason being, sorry. But last week, Thursday, Mr. Charles Curtis, his birthday, October the 6th, I don't know exactly how old he was turning. He used to have his age, I believe, on Facebook, but I think he just took it down or whatnot. But I don't know. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, yes, his birthday was Thursday, October the 6th. Wednesday, Wednesday, October the 5th, my cousin, her birthday, Miss Monica Weber, that's what I'm going to just call it, because, you know what, thinking about it, I gave out birthday wishes last week. That's the only thing
I didn't.
And here I'm about to start feeling guilty and trying to, no, ma'am, I done did it. So there. Now, Miss Kiki, do you have any birthday wishes of last week that you would like to give that you know of or whatnot that you had on?
I do.
All right.
I have my cousin, Maisha Gordon. Her birthday was October the 6th. Lordy, Lordy, Maisha, you didn't join the 40. You didn't join. You ain't joined. You joined the 40.
All right, for 76th.
All right, now. And then I have a special birthday with Diva herself. Yes, honey. When I call her Diva, she is a Diva. October 6th was my mother-in-law's birthday. My girl. The Walker, yes. And I ain't going to tell her age, but we going to party like a rock star tonight because it's her birthday party, baby, and it's on in 5.
Yeah.
And that's my birthday wishes for last week that I can remember, y'all, because you know Facebook ain't going to let me go back. But those were the two special birthdays that I had to shout out. And anybody else, I forgot your birthday special. Happy birthday.
Sorry. But yes, honey, but now this week I do have a few birthdays, and one birthday in particular that I cannot remember exactly what day it fell on, but then they took their birthday off, I'm guessing. Either they're not on Facebook at this point or they just don't really care to, you know, people celebrate their, you know, birthdays. So I'm just going to not say anything because I don't remember exactly. No, I never remember the days. I always see it as, you know, as they come up on Facebook, and that's how I remember these birthdays. That's why we on Facebook, you know, to remember stuff that you forget. You know, too many dates. I do stuff that has too many dates on it, so I can't remember dates like that all the time, you know what? So I'm like, I ain't going to even much try. See, when we have, you know, anniversaries, it comes up on Facebook. That's how I'm able to remember. So, you know, I'm just saying. But this week, coming up on Monday, October the 10th, Mr. Tyler Murray, honey. Yes. Now, I don't know how old Tyler is turning, but he is turning something. I know, yeah. But, you know, he's going to, I'm sure, enjoy as much of his birthday as he can on a Monday. But, you know, that's a Monday birthday. You know, I always say that, you know, it's a special kind of person to be able to celebrate a birthday on a Monday, you know, because that's just one of those things. That, you know, that's one of the days of the week that's the best day to celebrate on your birthday. Because, you know, that's, you know, it's you might be able to get a 3-day weekend out of it. Who knows? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you do, enjoy. Followed by Thursday, October the 13th. See, yes. Now, see, that's when you start a birthday weekend. You know what I'm saying? On a Thursday. Thursday, October the 13th, Mr. Gary B. Fouché. I know what the B means. Do you know what the B stands for?
Benjamin.
No. Nope. Not quite, but, you know, the name itself would probably put you in just about the same frame of mind. I'll tell you that after the show. But Gary B. Fouché.
Go ahead. Just tell it. Just tell it.
Girl, see, I ain't trying to get cussed out on the radio like you be doing. Did I ever steal?
Tell it, Raj. What is your
middle name on the radio show?
My middle name is Elena, A-L-A-N-A.
No, I said your sister's.
Oh, Alarma, A-L-A-R-M-A.
Ooh, is she in your neck of the woods, too, and you going to a radio guy? On the radio. Dirty. Yeah. But I'm going to just get out of that conversation, honey. I'm just going to get out of it and just say on Friday, October the 14th, Miss Antoinette Pryor, bless her heart, yes, ma'am, she is turning 43 years old, girl. She is the mother of my cousin's babies. Yes, she is. Yes, Miss Pryor. She is turning 43 years old. Bless her heart on Friday. Girl, I know she's going to find a happy hour somewhere or have a whole happy day. How about that?
How about that?
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
A happy day. Yes, ma'am. She's going to be singing it just like that the whole day, I'm sure. And also her birthday, which I did not know that she shares a birthday with a person who, well, let me ask you, when you marry somebody, does the parents stay your in-laws even after you get a divorce?
In my family, they do. Once you in, you in.
Well, you know, and that's generally how our family is too, honey. It's like a blood in, blood out kind of thing, child. You don't get out.
You don't get out.
So she's still family, so I guess she would still consider this man to be her father-in-law, Mr. Hillary Holloman. His birthday is coming up, and they have the same birthday. I did not know that. I did not know that it was on the same day. But he is turning 69 years old, bless his heart.
All right.
Let him probably don't feel no day older than 50, but, you know. But, you know, it is what it is, Hillary. You're old, you know, so you're 69. I mean, so it is what it is. You know, have yourself a blessed day, you know. I'm sure you will, because that's just how we do. That's my birthday wishes for the week, honey.
Happy birthday, y'all.
Hey, y'all. Oops. Now, Miss Kiki, who you got coming up this week?
All right. You took my cousin, Mr. Gary Fouché, so we're going to move right along from that. And October the 15th, we have my friend that I've been knowing since I was a child. His mama taught me. I used to roll with his sisters. His name is Mr. Craig Johnson. He will turn 42 on October the 15th. Happy birthday, Craig. And October the 16th is one of our best football players from John Eric 1993 class, the Armand Turner. And that's my birthday wishes for the week.
All right, now happy birthday.
And Armand, you ain't put your birthday on there, but we know you're turning 42, big dog.
Ooh. See, there we go, blasting people again, girl. Yes. Ooh, excuse me. Yes, indeed. Okay. I'm going to start off with a little comical conversation, girl, because you know that's what today has just become about. A little comical conversation that happened this past week. And I won't get you on it, girl, because you know this is a little bit messy, because you know. And I call it a conversation because the video that was actually posted was a comical video, but it was on a topic that was kind of not so, you know, so jokey. But It's one of those conversations that even though he was being, I think, funny about what he was saying, it still kind of had a twinge of a little truth in there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the conversation is basically about putting your hands on a female, honey. Now, as a guy, putting your hands on a female, we all know that that's just something that, you know, typically you just don't do. As a man, you should never be fighting a female. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not happening. But the video was giving some points about, you know, what generally goes on as to why this guy was saying he basically would punch a female in the face if she goes there. And so the stuff that he was saying, is like I said, it kind of have some kind of little truth to it, as, you know, these are things that happen, you know. And one of the things he was saying is like, okay, you know what, a female basically gets a bit above herself sometimes because she be the aggressor in the situations that leads to her getting punched in the face sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And cracked in the mouth is what they were
Wow.
Yes. Now, some of the stuff, I mean, because it's funny how he was saying it, because it's just how he was basically being the realest nigga alive, as he would call himself. You know what I'm saying? He is the realest nigga alive. That's just what he calls himself. But he was saying things like, you know what, if a female, you know, feels like she wants to brace up to a nigga, you know what I'm saying? And slap a nigga in the face, you know, crack a nigga in his grill, you know, mm-hmm, that female is going to get hit dead in the mouth, basically. That's what he said.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Ma'am, yes, he did. That female will get cracked dead in her grill. Mm-hmm. Because he is the realest nigga alive.
He sounds like the most alive.
The most what? Of what?
He sounds like the most big ass alive.
Ooh, that bitch assness. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my goodness, girl, that's a disease, honey, that we try not to catch. But you know, some people.
Okay.
Some people get it, girl. Some people do. Now,
there was someone that talked about this before. One of the I think it was Steve Hall. And they wanted to know, you know, if you were a woman and you hit a man, because they said a lot of men was taught as children, you know, in the playground,
mm-hmm,
that if a girl hits you, try not to hit her, go tell the teacher, but if she hits you again, you better knock that one out. In elementary school and things like that, you know, children tend to push the buttons a little further than others.
Well.
But at some point, when you become a man,
mm-hmm,
you have to leave those school ground, playground thoughts at the school ground and playground.
True. But there are these situations, though. Now, I'm going to just play in devil's advocate a little bit on this one. Because there are situations that when a man truly do try to leave the situation, but then you still have these females that be that kind of bold-ass person. That be all up in the face, yelling, screaming, pushing heads, slapping, and doing all of this kind of stuff. And to me, now see, I'm going to tell you what my mama said, you know. My mama said, because I got a sister, and my sister is the only girl out of seven boys. You know what I'm saying? Seven boys, one girl.
Mm-hmm.
And my mama said, you know what, if you going to be bold enough to put your hands on a man, you better expect to have those hands come back. She ain't saying that it's right for a man to put his hands on a female. But what she is saying, that if you're going to actually hit somebody, then whatever the gender is, you need to be prepared for that person to hit you back, because that's just what people do. That's what I think. If you're going to be bold enough to put your hands on anybody, I don't care if it's a man, woman, whatever, if you're going to be bold enough to put your hands on anybody, then you should be prepared to be hit back. That's what the situation is. It is. And I say that because, again, you have these women that go in these men's faces saying all of this stuff, challenging this man as if they're just that bold. And my thing is, if that's what you truly, really want to do, then by all means, if that person obliges you in that confrontation, then, you know, it is what it is at that point, because you all up in this person's face. This person is trying to leave a situation, but you will not let that happen. This person is trying to get out of a situation, but you, as the female, is not letting that happen. So in all fairness, I can only say, you know what? At this point, it is what it is. I am one of those people who are true advocates of men not putting their hands on a female. Very much so. Mm-hmm. And when it happens, it's like I'm almost the one that actually jump up and start swinging at that man myself. Be like, if you're going to hit a female, you're going to just hit any goddamn body, ain't you?
Right, and I believe that. But I believe that a man should also know if a woman is that mad, get his big behind and walk away.
And that's the thing. And that's what I say, too. If you get into a certain point, leave the situation before it gets to that point. But I still must say to these damn women, if a man is trying to leave an altercation with you, let them leave. Don't be trying to follow them and jump all up in their face and start pushing them and threatening them and hitting them just because you are female and start trying to challenge their manhood and calling them all of that kind of stuff. Because now you stepping into another realm to me. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't even see you as just a female no more after that kind of stuff. I have a breaking point if it comes down to that, because I'm not going to sit there and have this kind of conversation with a female. And I'm a gay man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a gay man.
Right.
And I don't want to even sit up in there and actually have that kind of conversation with you. But the one thing you're not going to do is continue to actually put your hands in my face, hitting me, slapping me, thinking that, okay, well, that's just right for you to do. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to do that. Another thing that you're not going to do is spit on me. I'm like, I don't give a damn who you is.
Right.
If you spit on me, honey.
Now, that's the ultimate.
Honey.
That right there?
That is the ultimate disrespect thing to do. You can call me whatever you want till you blue in the face. But you spit on me? Baby. Because I don't know if I would even be... What's the word? I don't even know if I'd be present-minded to
right?
my action. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, right?
I might have an out-of-body experience. So whatever the outcome is, I can't even tell you what I would do, because I may not even be present at that point.
It'll be a misunderstanding.
No, it ain't going to be no misunderstanding, because I'm sure that the understanding would be very clear as to what The understanding will be very clear as to what just happened, but yes, you don't do that kind of stuff. And so that's the thing that I would like to convey out of all of this message. You know, true, yes, I say, you know, a man should never put his hands on a female. If you see a conversation going a certain kind of way, please, by all means, get the hell out of Dodge. Go somewhere, let it cool down, try to speak with, you know, prevail cool heads, you know what I'm saying? But women, whatever you do, if you see a man trying to get up and leave a situation as such, don't be that bold-ass woman to try to keep this situation going to get to that point, because they're trying to not engage in that. Let them leave.
What?
Let them leave. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I said it had some truthfulness in it, because that's the kind of stuff that he was pointing out when he was saying the video, but, you know, whatever. But just in a funnier kind of way. So I'm like, yeah, it definitely is something that you need to really, you know, pay attention to sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Don't just be out there just thinking that just because you're a female, oh, he ain't going to do nothing. He ain't going to do nothing. You keep on pressing that button, honey, you're going to get a response. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Something going to come on, you know. And we try to avoid that. We do. We do.
We do. But I really think that some people use the "she pushed me" as a woman talking or saying certain things, and they use it as "she pushed me."
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a certain point or a certain way that, you know, words can never hurt. Like you said before, Roger Love, it's
you can say whatever you want to. It's blue in the face. Call me whatever names you want to call me. I'll be that today, honey.
Right.
But it is what it is, champ. And see, and another thing is, well, it's like, you know, like I said, it's like when the person is trying to leave and they use, like you said, they're using that, well, she pushed me as an excuse. That's not an excuse for a man to put his hands on a woman. I don't give a damn. A push?
No, it's not.
Push, I'm like, hell, a slap, you might be able to get one. You might be able to get one.
Right.
Because that's going to be that button right there that tells me, you know what? You can't even use your words, but you about to slap me. You hit me one more time, I might drop you where you stand, because you should not be putting your hands on me. I'm like, yeah, I can move you out the goddamn way. If I pick you up and move you from in front of me, I can do that. But don't hit nobody. Just don't hit nobody. Because you don't know what kind of mind frame a person is going to be in. That might have some type of post-traumatic stress syndrome that they was holding back or something. You don't know.
Exactly.
You know, don't put your hands on people. That's what you don't do. If you're not prepared to sit there and really have a fight, do not put your hands on nobody. Period.
Exactly.
That's the thing. Just look out for that. Just don't do that. Say what you want. Call me whatever you want to. You put your hands on me, you spit on me, it might be a different outcome, you know? So, now that was that conversation, girl. Now, ooh. But now a different conversation all the same. Now, I'm like, you know what? I wasn't getting involved in this on Facebook for the most part, because you know me. It's like when I see different things going on, especially when it comes to family altercations and stuff like that, child, I try to, you know, bring peace, you know, and love into the game. That's what my name is, Raji Love. So I'm trying to bring the peace back, you know, into situations. And so I try not to engage in the foolishness. And even with the last thing that really happened, the latest thing that happened with my family, child, it's like I didn't really engage in the foolishness. I just tried to make light of it to try to bring people back to a calming place, you know, because it's like the situation is what it is. Now, but I'm going to give you a synopsis of what was being said, and I want your take on it to see how, if this kind of thing happened in your family, how do you think it would have actually played out, just to see.
Okay.
Now, the synopsis is, and I'm going to give you both sides of what was actually being said as far as what happened. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to sit up and just call people straight out liars, but I can definitely tell you what actually makes sense to me. So, now, the stories that I've been told as to what happened, or what I've read as to what happened, what wound up happening, now, there was a 90th birthday party given for my my uncle. He's turned 90 years old this past weekend, not this weekend coming, but last weekend, yes. And so all of his kids, well, at least most of them, I don't know if all, well, I'm guessing all of them might have been there. They might have been. I don't know because I wasn't there. This was in St. Louis. His kids and, you know, family of all shapes and sizes, you know, was there in St. Louis to celebrate his 90th birthday. And a lot of them came, well, they went from New Orleans to St. Louis, my sister included, you know, to celebrate. And they got there. There were some situations that, you know, arose while they were there and that left, basically, should I say. Now, they got there. My sister was one of the people that was involved in this situation. She basically was traveling with a couple of cousins of mine, right? Get there. Uh-huh. And they were in another cousin's car who basically had a ticket. He bought a ticket to fly to St. Louis because he was in New Orleans also. So he was like, well, since he's not going to be driving his car, then the cousins could drive his car so my sister could get up there. And I was saying that because accordingly, that was the sole purpose of him letting them use his car is so my sister can get there. That's what I was told. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they get there now, and all is well and good while they're there. You know, they had a nice little birthday, you know, celebration. They were enjoying the time. They was only there supposed to be there for the weekend. You know, they got there, I think, on Thursday, Friday-ish, somewhere in between. I don't remember exactly what day, but they was there, and they were supposed to leave out on Sunday. So Sunday comes. Well, let me start. Saturday comes. My sister was by a cousin of mine because, you know, when you have a large family and people are in different places, especially, so it's like you got different people in different places staying with different people. My sister was staying with my cousin Jacqueline, but the other cousins that she was with were staying by my cousin Val.
Uh-huh.
And accordingly, now what my sister said, she said that she was trying to call them since Saturday to try to make arrangements for her to be picked up on Sunday night to be by Val's house for, you know, for when they leave, because they were leaving out Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
She said that, you know, basically she was calling them to try to get a ride over there, so to try to make arrangements. Saturday night, everybody was asleep when she was calling, so nobody was able to, you know, nobody was coming out to pick up from by where she was. But Sunday morning, she started calling people that morning to try to figure out, well, how she's going to get over there. And the cousins that she was riding with was giving the story that, you know, they didn't know where Jackie lived. So she was saying, well, you could use GPS. And they said they don't have a GPS. And she said that, well, okay, they forget I was in the car with them riding up here, and they used GPS to get there. So all of a sudden they don't have GPS. Now, this is her side of the story, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So lo and behold, what wound up happening was is nobody went to go and get her from where she was, and they wound up leaving her in St. Louis.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Hmm. Now, that's what she said happened, okay?
Okay.
Now, this is what they were saying happened.
Okay.
Another cousin got involved in the situation. Come Saturday, this cousin said that my sister was telling people that she was not looking to leave St. Louis. So it was brought back to those other cousins that she's not leaving. So they were like, okay, well, she's not leaving. And so that cousin that said that was like, well, since she's not going to be driving back with y'all, she wanted to make her car load a little bit lighter because her car was, you know, loaded down. So she asked if her son could ride back with them since Lula was not going to be going home. And they agreed. So that was what that was. They were told, she said that she heard or she was told that Lula was not actually looking to leave St. Louis. So that's why they were not going to pick her up, because she said she was not leaving. And so she told that to the other cousins, and though, you know, so that's what they went with. and they got on the road and they left because she said that they were told Spula was not going to be going.
But nobody from the car that she rode in asked her. They just heard it from a third party.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, that's what it was because apparently they were not talking to my sister accordingly. So it's like, I don't know. At the depth of how many details was said back and forth. Now, this is where the conversation got to on Facebook because it all was posted after the fact, of course. So now it's like my sister was posting videos. She never said on the video exactly what happened, but she just kept saying on the video that she was just pissed off and she's just really pissed. And those of y'all that know why I'm pissed, y'all better watch out because, yeah, that was just dirty, and it's just like whatever. So she never got into details as to what happened. So I'm looking at the video. I only watched about a minute of it, and I'm like, okay, yeah, well, you know, whatever. I'll just talk to her. So I'm asking her what happened, and she told me what happened from her perspective. And so this is what my thing is. Now, one of two things has to be the truth. You know what I'm saying? Either y'all just straight up left her, or for some reason she's just straight up lying about wanting to stay in St. Louis, which does not make sense to me. And I say that because if you truly were looking to want to stay somewhere, then why would you be upset and going off about people leaving you there if you wanted to stay?
Right.
You know? So I'm like, what makes more sense to me is what my sister said, and it's not just because she's my sister. Because anybody knows, me and my sister can argue back and forth about the best of things, and I don't always agree with what she say, not all, you know. But what I agree with is what makes sense, you know. And you know my favorite saying, girl, is make it make sense to me.
Exactly.
What makes sense to me is, for somebody to go on a video to be posting about being left in a state, you know, and she's still there, you know, it doesn't seem like a person who truly wanted to be there like that. So it's like, why would a person want to be there if they're actually saying y'all left her there?
Right.
And then as it comes out, more and more things are coming out, well, my sister said she kept calling for these people to make arrangements to come and get her. Other people are chiming in, saying that, well, she said she wanted to stay. Well, if she wanted to stay, but then in your same breath, you also said that, yeah, well, she did call me that night, and I did tell her that I wasn't leaving my house. I'm like, okay, well, what was you leaving your house for if she wanted to stay? So it sounds like to me then she was asking you to come and get her to bring her over there. Is that what I'm hearing? That's what I'm hearing. When you say,
right,
well, I'm not leaving my house, my daughter is sleeping, you're giving all of these reasons as to why nobody's going to be coming to get her. Because that's what that sounds like to me.
Right.
And then you also said that she did call the next morning and she was saying all this stuff, but somebody else offered to drive her over there that she was with. But yet my sister said she didn't accept it. No, the other cousin should come and get her.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they said that my sister said. So I'm like, okay, you're telling two different stories in the same sentence. You said she wanted to stay, but at the same time asking y'all to come and get her so she could be there for her ride home.
Right.
So let me ask you, Miss Kiki. Okay, A, now I gave my perspective because I was telling the story, yes. And I told you what happened, what both stories had actually said was the case.
Uh-huh.
Question to you is, A, what makes most sense to you? And B, how do you think that would have fared in your family?
Well, A, you came down here with us if you didn't have the first of all, if you didn't, when we picked you up and we all had the idea of everybody was coming back home, and you decided to change your mind when you got there, you would have had to run that past everybody. Because somebody would have had to call somebody to let somebody know that that's what she was doing.
That was the consensus.
That person would have had to call to verify.
Exactly.
Because they will call multiple times. You can tell them, look, I'm good. I'm staying right here. Even when we went to visit my uncle for his birthday party, everybody was, some people was going someplace to shop, some people was going the other place. And I didn't drive, I rode with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother was going with one group that was going to a casino, the other group was going shopping. And they called, and my mom called, she said, are you coming with us? I said, oh no, I'm not coming with y'all. Then she said, okay. And she said, well, you going with Sinem, they going shopping. And I was like, I'll see. Sinem left. They called three times. Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? So finally I was like, you know what? I'm going to come with somebody. Because y'all won't just let me be in the hotel. I'm going to come with somebody.
Okay.
Multiple people called. And just to make sure, my mom, she had called me. My grandmother was riding with my mom. My auntie was riding. They all called to make sure where I was going and who I was going to be with before they left.
Mm-hmm.
That I was good. And I spoke with the driver. So I was like, okay. Then, so usually that's how it goes. You call to verify before you hit the highway, especially when you have someone not living there that's riding with you. You want to make sure that they are good.
Right.
But on the same aspect, depending on how close that let it be known that she wanted to stay, you know, everybody probably went with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't think you should go on a he say, she say. I still think you should make that final call for yourself. Because even if she decided to stay and change her mind at the last minute, she had a ride there, so she should be having a ride home.
Mm-hmm.
That's my whole thought on it.
And that's what makes sense to me also. Because, see, in the family that we used to deal with, you know, used to dealing with, should I say, not used to as in past, but used to as in that's what we're used to or accustomed to. In the family that we're accustomed to dealing with, when it comes down to this kind of stuff, it's like we have to make sure also, because people change their minds and do whatever. And my thing is, if you did not hear it from me, then don't go with what somebody else is telling you that I said, especially if we were the ones that were riding together. That's my biggest thing.
All right.
We were riding together, and you're saying what somebody else told you, and that's what you went with.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, yeah, no, that's just not how we do things. If I'm saying that, okay, I'm riding with you, I want to make sure that everything is copacetic between me and the driver, because that's the most important person to talk to. I ain't going to be just telling it to one person who has nothing to do with me actually going back and forth or whatever. And to me, like I said, nobody really had that conversation with her. Accordingly, she didn't have that conversation with nobody that was in that car. And if you're calling, even if somebody did tell you that I said this and I said that or whatnot, if I'm calling you to get a ride to where we are so where I can actually go home, regardless as to what you were told. Apparently, I'm not trying to stay here, but I'm trying to make arrangements to get to where y'all are to make sure I don't get left here. So that's the thing that makes the most sense to me. So for them to keep saying what she wanted to say, you know what I'm saying? That's the thing. That's what got me in that whole situation. But it is what it is.
You're absolutely right about that, Rogelio.
You know? So I'm like, that's what got me with it. But you know what? We may continue this conversation tomorrow. I don't know. No, we ain't, because I ain't going to even talk about it tomorrow. We're going to find something else to talk about tomorrow. But like us on Love and Life page, on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You can also like us individually. I am Raji Love Bryant. Yes, I am. She is Miss Kia Walker, because that's what she do. She walks. She ain't running nowhere, honey. Mm-hmm. And Miss Mahogany Wood, shout out to you. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Like this episode, share it with your friends, and do what y'all do. But join us tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel, 8 a.m. my time. No, 9 a.m. my time, 8 a.m. y'all time. That's what you do. Mm-hmm. But until tomorrow then, y'all, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.